Again today, Wall Street looked positive, but by the bell, everything had gone to, It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 20th day of January. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other business news, grocery stores are raking in huge profits and continue to raise prices, but there is one chain that sees it differently. How about a look at the five lowest-paying companies in the S&P 500? Yeah, we've got that list. Worried about the environment? Let's talk about Styrofoam. As COVID continues to attack our nation, you will not believe how many people are out of work due to the virus. We've got a number. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Amazon is at it again. More brick and mortar and more disruption. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to another very cold day as we broadcast from Kansas City, Missouri this week. Grateful that you are along for the ride again today. Hey, you happen to be out and about, check our Twitter feed, at IOB_NewsHour. And there's a photograph of me with a, with a limousine. It's got a Kansas City Chiefs sticker on it, and the license plate says Mahomes. All right, let's get into it, shall we? It was another down day on Wall Street as the major indexes couldn't contain a rally from earlier in the day. There are some analysts now suggesting the NASDAQ, which again fell into correction territory, could lose up to 50% of its value. Those numbers from today, I'll share them with you in just a bit. You know, we're all seeing it. Grocery prices continue to rise right along with the grocery chain profits. Fish and eggs up by 10%, steaks up by as much as 25% from last year. BGR is reporting that Kroger, for example, is the largest U.S. grocery store chain, and it recently confirmed it is raising prices on certain items, passing along some of its higher costs to consumers, even while the chain's profits have increased of late. After all, grocery stores can raise prices because, hey, you got to eat, right? Well, Winn-Dixie, meanwhile, just announced the exact opposite. As part of the chain's down-down price-saving program, an announcement from the grocery chain last week promised that Winn-Dixie customers will save more than 15% on average when shopping for more than 150 of the most shopped products, specifically products marked in stores by the red hand signs and tags. The chain says this will help offset the increase of 14% on grocery store bills that average customers can expect to see this year because of the COVID pandemic. Now, you need to know that there is an end date to some of the Winn-Dixie price markdowns. Deals on featured products run through March 6th, according to the chain's website. What you have to do? Well, sign up for the Winn-Dixie Rewards Program to take advantage of the discounts, after which all you'll need to do is enter your phone number when checking out or scan the chain's app. All right, let's spend some time talking about low-wage companies. And yeah, we've got a list of the lowest-paying companies in the S&P 500, and some of them may surprise you. Now, yes, there are the assorted fast food companies and retail, but also some software companies are in the mix. 24/7 Wall Street is reporting that the Securities and Exchange Commission adopted rules that force public companies to disclose the pay ratio. What's that? What they pay their CEOs compared to the median compensation of their workers. Now, to find the lowest-paying American company, 24/7 Wall Street, reviewed data provided by MyLogiIQ, which uses artificial intelligence and machine learning to provide analysis of public company data. Only companies in the S&P 500, by the way, were considered. So you ready? We will give you the top five lowest-paying companies and what their CEO makes. Coming in at number five is Ross Stores, And their motto is Dress for Less. And if you work there, that might be helpful. The median annual compensation for workers at Ross Stores is $8,652, while CEO Barbara Rentler has a compensation package of $17.5 million. Number four on our list of the lowest-paying companies is the Royal Caribbean Group. The median annual employee compensation, $8,664. Annual CEO compensation for Richard Fain is $12.1 million. Number three is retail chain Gap, where the median annual employee compensation is just over $7,000 a year. Annual CEO compensation for Sonia Singhal, $21.9 million. The second lowest paying company on the S&P 500 list is clothing company Under Armour, where the median annual employee compensation is $6,600. Annual CEO compensation for Patrick Frisk, $7.4 million. And the lowest paying company in the S&P 500 is Aptiv. That's an auto technology corporation based in Ireland that files SEC documents here in the U.S. Aptiv is where the median annual employee compensation is $5,900, while the CEO, Kevin Clark, earns a whopping $31.3 million a year. And in case you were wondering, that is a CEO to worker pay ratio of 5,294 to 1. You need a job? Yeah, it would be very interesting to look at employee retention at those companies. One of the biggest environmental problems tends to be styrofoam. And as you know, styrofoam is everywhere. It keeps hot stuff hot and cold stuff cold, and it's used at thousands of places. But it is not biodegradable. It's said that styrofoam can go into a landfill and still be there intact for hundreds of years. Styrofoam is really something called expanded polystyrene. And rather than throw the stuff in the trash, the folks at Life Hacks has a better suggestion for you. First of all, know that styrofoam is tough to recycle. It just floats and sticks to everything, so putting it in the recycle bin ain't going to get the job done. However, Earth 911 maintains a database of recyclers of all kinds of materials. All you have to do is type in EPS and your zip code to find those companies that take specialty plastics, or simply do a quick Google search. Make sure you call ahead to confirm that they do accept it. Now, there is a possibility you can sell EPS to Recovering Plastics Company. It's a little like gathering coins for bottles and cans. You won't get much for it, but at least it will be reused or recycled. Plasticmarkets.org can help you find companies that buy scrap plastics. Lifehacks also suggests that you could donate styrofoam to schools for art projects or to shipping companies, especially during busy seasons. Now, you won't get anything for it, but it will cut down on the usage. See what you learn here? You know, the COVID pandemic is hitting businesses and their employees hard. How hard? MarketWatch is reporting the number is, are you ready for this? 8.75 million workers called in sick last week because they had COVID symptoms, or who missed work because they were caring for a COVID patient. Now, this data comes from a weekly survey of Americans conducted by the Census Bureau. And in case you were wondering, that's the highest total since the pandemic began in early 2020. The survey indicates millions more aren't working because they're scared that they might get it or spread the viral disease, because they're caring for kids or parents, or because their job has disappeared due to the pandemic. The spike in COVID cases is likely to reduce non-farm payrolls in the January report, and that will once again ripple through the overall economy. And as bad as that news is, here's what happened today on Wall Street. Unable to hold on to a rally earlier in the day, the Dow tanked by 313 points to close at 34,715, while the Nasdaq spent another day in correction, falling by 186 points to 14,164, and the S&P 500 shed 50 points, falling to 4,482. The Nasdaq has now fallen nearly 12% from its record high, and today closed at its lowest level since June. Meanwhile, in the broad market, S&P 500, of 11 major sectors, 10 finished lower, with the consumer discretionary sector falling by 1.9%. However, utilities did gain 0.1% on the day. Putting a damper on the day was the fact that the number of Americans filing for new unemployment claims rose last week, likely as this winter wave of COVID takes hold. And you know what? It is not like we did not know this was coming. Weeks and weeks ago, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that the winter months were going to be awful and begged people to get vaccinated. Where are we? Today, just over 60% of Americans have done so. And finally, there is this. Amazon's at it again. More disruption and more brick and mortar. The Associated Press is reporting that Amazon will open a physical clothing store in California this year, where customers will be able to receive push notifications on their phones with fashion suggestions. The store will be about, get this, 30,000 square feet and stock mainly non-Amazon clothing labels. Aided by the pandemic online shopping boom, the retail giant did unseat Walmart's number one spot in clothing sales last year, and its newest venture will likely add more strain on the already challenged traditional clothing sellers. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, but most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.